All right, call the meeting to order, start with a salute to the flag.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Open the floor for concerns, public comment. There being none, we'll move on to approve the minutes of the previous meeting, January 23. Motion by Julia.
A second.
Second by Rich. Questions, alterations, deletions? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion's carried. Entertain a motion to approve the January Treasurer's Report.
I'll make a motion.
Motion by Rich.
Second.
Second by Guy. Questions on the January report? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion's carried. Entertain a motion to approve the February Treasurer's Report.
I'll make a motion.
Motion by Guy.
Second.
Second by Julia. Questions on the February Treasurer's Report? All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion's carried. Okay, packets have your regular reports from the highway personnel codes. Leisure. No correspondence, old business, sidewalk and streets project. So we have prepared the additional paperwork that the Department of Transportation was looking for to so we could start utilizing the funds. Again, as I reported last month, this is going to be probably a five to six month process to getting everything in order before we can go to bid. So our anticipated bid dates are going to be sometime in the fall, September, maybe October. But we did get in the first batch of paperwork, and that was approved by DOT, our rep that we're dealing with. I think it needs to get a couple of signatures after that, which we haven't got yet. But he looked it over and said everything looked like it was in order. So things are moving. Also, I've had LaBerge is working on the pricing to separate the water pricing from the streets and sidewalk portion of it. Since if we decide to do the entire project, we would have to finance 100% of the water project, as well as come up with a 20% match for any of the funds that we utilize from the transportation bond that we, or transportation grant that we were awarded. We were also told that the $365,000 the state has put up to do work on Chatham Street, which is nowhere near enough to cover the project, but nonetheless, that money is still available and would not require any match on our part. Also, we talked to the agent from New York State, and he was going to look to see if he could get an increase in the funding up from the 365 that was originally allotted. So no news on that yet, but it's still in the works. So probably won't be doing any real discussion on this next month. There's a lot on for next month with the budget and everything. Maybe in May or in June, we'll start getting down to the brass tacks and figure out what it is we're going to want to do. And I'll try to get all the information to you as it comes in. So, any questions on that? Okay. Next item is water rates. I know I sent all this stuff out to everybody. We did discuss it. And I gotta, let me see if I can pull it up on my phone. Got my computer.
Do you need a copy of the thing?
Yeah, I need a copy of the rates, the proposals that I...
Here. And plus, I put them on there. You can use mine. The only change I made was that.
Well, what about the second one that I sent you? I sent you a revised one. You don't have that one?
What are you using that for?
Yeah.
For proposal one and two?
Yeah, revise them, because you told me that there were issues with them, so we looked at them last month.
Oh, it was just that one thing.
There were three of them that were off.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we found the other ones. Oh, yeah, just a second.
All right. I'll go look. If you sent them to me, they must be in my email.
Yeah, Julia sent me hers, so.
So you're just going to tell me the changes when we do the resolution?
So, right, so what I recommended was, and I think we were pretty much in agreement, that we were going to go with proposal two, which was going to be the stay with the same $50 bond charge. How do you have it set up in here, proposal two? Additional person, $20. The base rate's $135 for residential. Commercial customers. For high use is $665. Low use is $200. Medium use is $513. Is that the same as what we got here?
Mm-hmm. That's what I have so far.
Okay. Then we had the school, $3,781. And the Pine Tree Apartments within the village, $2,970. Outside the village, $4,455. Stewart's, $998.
I thought Pine Tree outside the village was $45.95.
Yeah, that was wrong.
Yeah.
That's the old one.
It should be one and a half of
okay.
$2,970. 1.5 times 20.
And Stewart's is going to be what again?
$998.
So it's two things that have to be changed in that resolution that I already pre-printed for you.
Stewart's is $9.98. Pine Tree was at $28.60. $27.90.
And Pine Tree outside the village was $4.50.
$29.70.
$29.70.
Only these two had to be changed.
And Pine Tree outside was $4.455. East Greenbush School, $3.781. This was going to be 15 cents.
Then the other change was the 209 went to 202.50.
We have to change these two.
I'm on the wrong one, okay.
Yeah, only those two had to be changed. Everything else was good.
What was the other one, Stewart's, right? $9.98.
Yes, Stewart's and the Pine Tree.
And the residential outside the village changed, right?
Yeah, that went to 209, was it, or something?
Oh, it was 209, it should be 202.50.
203.
Oh, you went with 203.
Yeah, we just went round numbers.
First proposal. So the resolution just has those three changes.
Yep. So the resolution for proposal number two, set 2023 rates as follows. Residential customers base water rate for up to two people, $135 for 6 months. And each additional person in a house at $20. Residents outside the village will pay 1.5 the amount of the residential village rate, which would be $203 for two persons and $30 for each additional person in the house. Commercial customers, excluding flat rate customers, low use is $200, medium use is $513, high use is $665. Flat rate customers, Pine Tree Apartments within the village limits is $2,970. The Pine Tree Apartments outside the village limits is $4,455. East Greenbush Central School, DPS, is $3,781. Stewart's is $998. Bulk rate for customers is going to be 0.015 per gallon. There will be additional line on the water bill, WPB-01, at $50 per unit to pay for the water tank, Route 20 water project. Charge will be on the water billing every 6 months until 2025. Final bonus payment is in 2025. Entertain a motion to accept the proposed water rates.
I'll make the motion.
So was
motion by Guy, second by Rich.
I have a question. So when you guys were looking at that, I also sent you an email about the bulk Scotia water rate.
Mm-hmm.
So changing that to not leaving it where it is, we're going to lose that customer that's like $50,000.
$50,000?
Yeah, they spend like $50,000-$60,000 at other places. I put it in the email. We are the highest. So if we stay the same, we're the same as Skodak. And we will still keep them because they will stay local. So that was just something I was saying that you guys should consider not changing the bulk rate because we never had a bulk customer. Now that we do, and they're going to spend $40,000-$60,000, I don't know if you should change it because then they can just go someplace else who's cheaper. And would we
so
want
to
do that?
You're suggesting that they paid us $50,000?
They didn't last year. They were new. At the end of the season, they started coming in with us, but they already proposed this year that if our rates are the same, so isn't another place that's further out. That was before we talked about increasing. So they planned on staying with us. And their yearly price at other places that they put out last year was like $46,000. It's just something we might want to consider, not changing the bulk rate because we gained a customer that we never had. I mean, it's only a penny. It's a half a penny or point, what? I don't even think it equals.
No, it's 3 cents.
So you're changing it to 3 cents.
It was 12, right? It was 0.012 is what it was originally.
Yes. And then in the email I sent you, I put everybody else's prices, and you know, if we go up to the 0.015, then we're going to be way higher than everybody else, and we'll lose that customer. It's just something to consider. It doesn't make a difference to me. But we didn't have that before, and they came aboard end season last year, and these are the numbers they discussed with me, so I told them I would present them to the board.
That can be worth it.
I did send it out in an email a couple weeks ago.
To keep it.
And we have no other bulk customers?
No, we never did. I mean, this was new because water, you know, Scotia water customer, I don't know, and Scotia commercial. They buy a lot of water for that and for jobs.
But they just started last year?
They bought it from other people. They bought it from, they buy it from Skodak, they buy it from East Green Bush, they buy it from Colony. I mean, I listed them all in the email.
Wherever their job is.
But they would rather pick up here. And when they presented it last year, I called Bob and I said, you know, can we sell bulk water? And Bob said, this is the price. And they continued using us for the rest of that, the summer, which was only a couple months. But I don't know, we got an extra $5,200 out of them or something for that last month or whatever. But then they talked about that they wanted to continue doing it this season because...
Okay. Well, you want to leave it the same for this year?
See what happens.
See what happens?
I would.
All right, so let me just take a poll on who wants to, what we want to do with that.
Well, what was the original?
12 cents. 0.012.
I would keep it the same.
Where do they fill up?
They fill up right the hydrant, and we have a meter on it.
Yeah, there's a meter on the hydrant.
So then I bill them monthly. Like I said, they only got 2 months out of it at the end of the season when they joined, you know, jumped aboard, but they said that they still want to buy from us, so...
All right, so let's reduce that 0.012 if that's the consensus.
Do you need a resolution to amend that?
No.
No.
Because we haven't passed the other one yet. All right, so we're going to amend the bulk rate to 0.012. So all those in favor of proposed rate schedule number 2 as presented?
And revised.
And revised by Guy. Oh, let's see. So I got it first, then by Guy, second by Rich. So you two guys presented it, so motioned it in second. So you're good with it? Yeah. Both of you?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion's carried. All right. I'll fix that on my end. Let's see. All right, so, resolutions. So we got to set a special meeting March 21st at 9 o'clock for the election results. Entertain a motion.
I'll make the motion. Thank you.
Motion by Julia, second by Charlie. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion's carried. Public hearing for proposed local law number 1, tax override.
Make a motion.
Motion by Charlie. Just a second.
Second, Julia.
Second by Julia. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion's carried. Set a public hearing for October 12th for the budget proposed 2023-24 budget.
April 12th.
For April 12th, 7:15. Motion by Guy. Second by Julia. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Motion to cancel the budget workshop for next week, whatever that date is. What's the date, 15th?
That was just information.
For March 15th. Motion by Julia.
Second.
Second by Charlie. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Do we want to have any discussion on taking money out of the capital fund for the pump house for the new dialer? Are we just gonna let it ride?
Nobody wants to, no point in discussing.
I mean, we gotta do something, right? We're gonna have to pay the bill somehow.
We're gonna pay it, yeah. Well, we haven't paid it yet, so we could still do a public hearing next month and take the money out and pay it with that if we wanted to. So that's all I'm pointing out. But I think I don't think it's enough to worry about at this point, considering the, you know, how much money's in those accounts. Everybody agree?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we'll just let that slide. All right, so then we're going to meet on the 21st. We got, we're going to be here at 7 o'clock next month for two public hearings. And then we'll have a regular meeting. And that's it. Anybody have anything they want to bring up before we do the bills?
No, I'd just like to thank everyone for the flowers you sent my family. They were beautiful.
We are sorry for your loss.
I do have one thing.
Go ahead.
Before we go, I just want to congratulate Julia on getting out of the business, and just say thank you for your service for these last few years. And you know, from my point of view, there are a lot of very specific things that you helped me with and the police department, and I just want to thank you for that.
Yep. I'd like to extend my thanks too. You've been a real asset to the board. You bring a whole new perspectives for a lot of things. And it's always good to have some fresh eyes and fresh ideas. We're going to miss you.
I'll still be around the village. I'm not going anywhere, but.
All right. Pay bills 293 through 312.
Okay, we have a few changes there. So that's to 313 now.
$16,313.
Nope. Oh, sorry. $13,380.68. Everything else is the same, sorry.
In the general fund, and $3,072.81 in the water fund, and $3,513.82 paid outside of abstract.
Make the motion.
Motion by Guy.
Second.
Second by Rich. Questions on the bills? All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Adjournment's in order.
Make a motion.
Motion by Charlie.
Okay.
Second by Julia. We're adjourned.